I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hundreds of thousands of protesters joined worldwide demonstrations Sunday, calling for the adoption of a worldwide environmental control. Activists linked hands at the heart of the French capital amid tight security. The protests turned violent, with police firing tear gas at a small group of demonstrators and arresting about 100. Demonstrators left about 20,000 pairs of shoes on the ground at the Place de République. About 150 world leaders are expected at the Monday start of the United Nations Climate Summit. The goal of the summit is to limit average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius, perhaps less, compared to pre-industrial revolution levels. Syrian activists said Sunday airstrikes believed to be from Russian planes killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 others in northern Syria. The strike was reported to have hit a busy marketplace. Turkey said Sunday it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet. A jet was shot down by Turkish forces last week. Pope Francis is calling on warring parties in the Central African Republic to lay down their weapons. Chris Stein has more on the Pope's visit.
In the Saint-Sauveur displaced persons camp, Pope Francis was greeted by children waving signs with words like peace, forgiveness, and justice. Pope Francis's visit was widely anticipated and dogged by rumors that he would cancel. None of that stopped thousands of people from lining the road to the airport to greet him as he drove from the airport in the open-sided car, often called the Popemobile. Speaking to an audience of displaced people in the camp, Pope Francis said the country needs love, peace, and understanding to end the crisis. Chris Stein, Bongi.
And this is VOA News. Turkey and the European Union are meeting to discuss how to address the flow of migrants that has swamped both of them this year, as conflicts and instability in other parts of the world forced huge numbers of people to leave their homes. They are expected to agree on $3.2 billion in aid to help Turkey cope with the refugees it is hosting. That group includes 2.2 million Syrians who have fled their country's civil war. Additional measures are expected to focus on restricting migrant travel to both the EU and Turkey, as well as sending back those who are not deemed in need of protection. Voters in Burkina Faso are choosing a new president and parliament Sunday in what is being called the country's most open election in its history. 5 million registered voters will be able to select from among a slate of 14 presidential candidates. An analyst said ahead of the election that there was no clear picture of who might win. If no one earns more than 50% of the vote, a second round will be held. Former President Blaise Compaoré led Burkina Faso for 27 years before trying last year to get rid of a constitutional term limit and make himself eligible for another round in office. That move brought protests that forced him to resign. The U.S. government ended its bulk collection of data from telephone calls of millions of Americans. That move follows a controversy that erupted with disclosures about the secret program by former government contractor Edward Snowden. The U.S. National Security Agency, in charge of the bulk telephone metadata program, is replacing the practice with a more tightly targeted surveillance method. Leaders of Afghanistan and Pakistan are expected to hold an ice-breaking meeting on the margins of the UN Climate Change Summit that starts Monday in Paris. Pakistani officials and a group of senior Pashtun nationalist leaders who returned Sunday from Afghanistan told VOA Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has agreed to meet with Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in Paris, breaking a deadlock in relations. Thousands of people have gathered in Turkey for the funeral of prominent pro-Kurdish lawyer and human rights activist Tahir Elçe. Elçe was killed Saturday during a gun battle between Kurdish rebels and security forces in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir. Two policemen were also killed in the violence. Israel has suspended diplomatic contacts with the European Union related to the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. That action is being taken to protest an EU move to label products manufactured in Israeli settlements in the West Bank. In Washington, I'm David DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.